Radio Prague News.
A court in Prague has issued an international arrest warrant for Qatari Prince Al Thani over pending trial for sex abuse. The Czech Interior Ministry wants to spearhead transparency by publishing details about its public contracts. And the website of the Czech Trade Inspection has crashed after authorities released a list of dishonest fuel dealers. A Prague court issued on Tuesday an international arrest warrant for Qatari Prince Hamid bin Abdul Sani Al Thani over a pending trial for sex abuse, a spokesman for the court said. In 2005, the prince was sentenced to 2.5 years in jail for sex with underage girls. However, an appellate court has been unable to deliver the subpoena to the prince. Between 2001 and 2004, Hamid bin Abdul Sani Al Thani allegedly paid to have sex with 4 girls aged under 15. Just days after he was charged by the Czech authorities, then-Justice Minister Pavel Němec ordered his release on a promise that he would be prosecuted in Qatar. However, local prosecution dropped the case 2 years later. The Czech Interior Ministry wants to spearhead transparency by publishing details about its public contracts, Interior Minister Radek John told an anti-corruption conference held in the lower house of parliament on Tuesday. Mr. John said the ministry will place on its website the conditions of public tenders, the evaluation criteria, the names of the members of the evaluation boards, their voting records, as well as the reasoning behind their choice. Radek John said the ministry will start publishing these details in February, before a new act on public procurement enters into force. One of the reasons for the ministry going ahead with the plan is the grim outcome of a procurement audit at the ministry that should be released next week. The website of the Czech Trade Inspection crashed on Tuesday after the authorities placed there a list of 49 fuel dealers who were fined last year for selling low-quality gasoline and diesel. The most frequently fined fuel dealer was the firm Falco 2 Czech, which in 2010 landed penalties of more than 4.3 million crowns. The firm has announced it was going out of business as it cannot afford the fine and will close all of its 7 gas stations. Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kocourek said the inspection would carry out checks at gas stations more frequently this year and would keep posting the names of those who were fined. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The current spell of grey weather should continue over the next few days with overcast skies and occasional rain or sleet. Daytime highs will range between -1 and +4 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.